On Wednesday, the Institute for Religious Works, otherwise known by the acronym of its Italian title, IOR, launched its website, www.ior.va. In an interview with Vatican Radio's Bernd Hagenkort, IOR President Ernst von Freiberg spoke about the objectives of this new website.
In May, we said that we'll focus over the coming months on transparency and on the Moneyval process, that is the anti-money laundering obligations which the Vatican has accepted in the EU regulatory framework. It is an important part of transparency to launch a website, and we'll do that today. The purpose of the website is to tell our customers, the church, the interested public, what we are doing, how our reform efforts are progressing, and what the scope of our work is. All employees and I work hard in these weeks to have the EUR as a transparent, efficient, completely compliant institute following the highest regulatory and professional standards. We wish to create options for the Holy Father to decide later in this year how he wishes to organize our activity going forward.
And by publishing, by going online, you also involve the wider public and the journalists, the media.
That is the purpose. We consider the journalists and the media our key intermediaries with the public, but also with those in the church who are interested in our work. And we hope that this website will also create a platform to communicate with journalists and the media.
And your point, Va, what exactly does one find there? Names, figures, graphs?
On our website, you will find an explanation of our activity, a brief summary of our history, a description of our reform efforts, and details of those who are in charge of the governance of EUR.
Thank you very much.